This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the experience. How many times have we heard the term customer experience or CX bandied about just this year? It is the buzzword of 2019, but sadly, there are only a handful of brands that are really getting it. Experiential marketing is not just sponsoring a community event, having your brand name and logo slapped on a screen or a stage at an event, or having your corporate colors incorporated into the event materials. It's really about creating, curating, and executing an experience that will help your target audience understand you better and want to connect with you. To talk to us about how to do just this, we have on Resource Center today the brand event partnership behind the Good Vibes Festival, Tiffin Food Court, and the ongoing Urbanscapes 2019, U-Mobile, and Freeform Sundaran Berhad.
Okay, I'm Tiffany. I'm from U-Mobile. So I'm the head of brand and corporate communications. So a lot of the work that I do is to uplift the brand so that more people will understand our personality and to ensure that our communications to people is well understood.
I'm Adrian. I'm the founder and director of Freeform. We're a experiential marketing agency and also producers of events like Tiffin and also Urbanscapes. So a lot of community-centric experiences, yeah.
All right, guys, welcome to the show. So Urbanscapes is in its 17th year now. Mm. It's bigger, meaner, it's cooler. But Freeform and U-Mobile, you've only been working together on Urbanscapes for a few years, right?
Well, I would say that we are close partners because apart from Urbanscapes, we work on many other platforms. In fact, Freeform is our designated youth marketing agency. They help us curate events and experiences which we feel that our target audience will enjoy, will relate to, and have memories that they can build on. So a lot of it is anchored on music, food, and sports. And we pick those areas that we feel is rather agnostic, so people of all ages can enjoy. It's not gender specific, and it's very current. It's things that young people are very interested in at the moment.
So did it just feel like a natural choice to start working on Urbanscapes?
We just felt that it was relevant because it had all the elements that is anchored on our brand building efforts, be it sports, music, and of course, food. And it's very youth-centric, and a lot of our target audience are youths.
Yeah, and for you, Adrian, you know, what was it about U-Mobile that you thought would be a good brand fit with Urbanscapes?
Well, I think in terms of the festival, you know, while it's a city festival that appeals to a lot of people in the cross-section, but I think the core audience for us has always been youth, right? I mean, in terms of creative arts, it's always been a very youth-driven audience. So I think from there, it was just a perfect fit in terms of what exactly U-Mobile was trying to reach out to in terms of what they wanted to tell their stories to, was sort of fit for us as a festival too, in terms of the platform we offered them, yeah.
Are you discerning about the brands that you work with on the festival, Adrian?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's important because I think for us, we are not looking at sponsors per se. I mean, you know, how we approach a project is whenever we do embark on a project, we don't really go to partners or potential partners and say, hey, here's gold, silver and bronze sponsorship packages and just pick and check off the list and we'll give you the same cookie cutter items. And how we do it is basically we actually go and speak to every single partner, understand what their goals are, what the objectives are, and then formulate an entire proposal that's custom-made for the needs of each respective partner. So we've done that, you know, and this year I'm very happy to say it and share that, you know, for Urbanscapes, of course, we've had this long relationship with U-Mobile, and through that, we're able to do very customized content. But you know, beyond U-Mobile this year, we've also got other partners we work with where we actually have them as content partners, where they actually contribute to the overall festival's content, programming and all that, and not just have a branded device or, you know, on place, yeah.
All right. Tiff, so this is the third year that U-Mobile is working with Urbanscapes. How has that relationship evolved, like from the first year to where this relationship or partnership is at today?
I think over the years, we've learned from our mistakes and to understand also what people like. So the first year, it was pure activation. So they come to a zone, do something, and then they get something. And then we felt that, okay, that's fun, but it doesn't share our personality as much. So this year, we've upped the game. Apart from just an activation, we have our own music festival called Unlimited Grooves Festival. The other thing we are also doing is to up the game in terms of the experience. So we are building a roller skating ring in the shape of U so that people who come and participate in the festival will have an element of fun where they can take pictures and have a full experience beyond just listening to the music.
Now, a lot of people may think that working together on an event like this is very one way. It's like the brand provides the cash, the sponsorship, the event organizers just execute. But this is rarely the case, right? It really is a partnership when it comes to content, when it comes to curating that entire experience for the people, right? For the community.
Yeah, I think it's I think that's still a lot of times the case, you know, for a lot of the partnerships, you know, so-called sponsorships, where it's quite one way. I think with Freeform, we've sort of cultivated an approach that we think offers a lot more value to the partners we work with, where we basically work with them hand in hand from day one till post-event, right? To basically figure out, because I think it's in the interest of us as the IP owner of this event or festival so on, to be very, very in tune with what exactly the brand needs are. Because I think that together we are able to offer an experience that's totally unique and that has a lot more value for the consumers who come to it than if we were to just do it on our own and then just basically have a logo slap on after the fact. So I think brands have a lot of value they can bring to the table beyond just cash, as you put it. They can, you know, offer a lot of content that a lot of people are actually find value in. Yeah.
I think for U-Mobile, from day one, our brand building efforts have always been very hands-on. We are not like the average company. Even for our marketing initiatives, our other initiatives, we are always trying to do something different and offer something different, be it to our target audience or Malaysians in general. So when we work with Freeform, we have purposefully decided to work with them because they have a proven track record where they really showcase that they understand what youths in the country want. And that's important to us. So in the case of Urbanscapes, of the curated list of acts, which people in my age group might not really know, but from what I understand, is very popular with the target age group that we're looking at, which is below 40. So everyone will know my age now. But apart from that, I think important thing to note is like we also work with Freeform for other festivals. So, for example, another key anchor event for us is Good Vibes.
Right.
Yeah. And at Good Vibes, instead of just having a zone, we built a giant boombox this year. We had basketball shooting hoops activity so that people can fill up their time and do something fun. I think today, with such discerning audience, building a brand is no longer just slapping on a brand. You need to showcase the personality of the brand. And I think we've done a pretty good job over the years by working with Freeform to come up with these experiences which showcase the personality of the brand.
So Tiff, you just mentioned that, you know, U-Mobile works on other events as well, you know, besides Urbanscapes. And Adrian, you said that you work with other brands as well. You know, how does Urbanscape help businesses transform the way that they engage with the community?
I think we're in the business of basically offering platforms, not just for the partners we work with. I think when I use the word partners, I don't want it to sound like, oh, we just work with big brands and all that. I think we are basically the middle party here, where we offer platforms where a lot of these talents, whether it be they musicians or chefs, are able to sort of showcase their talent or their creativity and so on. And we basically partner with brands and all to actually find value in these communities that we've built. And together, we're able to sort of basically facilitate and actually develop opportunities and experiences that is very unique. And I think that basically how we have sort of approached what we do.
Yeah, I think largely, I mean, if you look at a chef, he or she will have a community, right? And then within that community, they should have shared interests. And with that shared interest, they're able to showcase and their skill sets, allow people to experience their skill sets. So a good example is this year, we partnered again with Freeform for Tiffin. It's a modern food court concept, right? So there are a lot of chefs there that showcase their food. So not only do we build a community for people who are interested in food, we're also building a community for community sake, for example, because a lot of people come from all parts of the Klang Valley to come to this modern food court just to see what it's like, what that type of cuisine will, experimental cuisine tastes like, and also to have a fun experience, because we also had a booth where we built it up like a dessert booth that had toys which people can play with, and it was a real hit with babies, surprisingly. So, I mean, we you know, we are creating, in short, good, clean fun for anybody, really. And I think in today's world where everyone's always on their phone, and I come from a telco, right? I should be promoting this phone use. We also want people to be able to interact, to not only just interact via the phone, because you need to capture memories. And I think the activities that we have partnered with Freeform allows that. It's very important to us, yeah.
It's time for a break, but when we come back, why you should funnel more of your marketing dollars into experiential marketing. Resource Centre will be right back on BFM 89.9.
Billions from me. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
This is Resource Centre. I'm Audrey Raj. Tiffany Chu, Head of Corporate Branding and Communications of U-Mobile, and Adrian Yap, founder of Freeform, are with me today, and we are discussing experiential marketing and why it should be part of your marketing campaign arsenal. Now, guys, you know, from your experience working together on Urbanscapes, you know, why does experiential marketing work?
Well, I think it's in today's world where there's so much media, you know, you're bombarded on media all the time. I think it's, yes, you know, social media has allowed us to be a lot more connected, but connected on a very surface level. I think having shared physical experiences, nothing, technology can replicate that. No matter how, you know, connected we might feel through our phones or through our devices itself, I think nothing beats being in a festival, like Unlimited Grooves Festival, where you're catching your favorite act with your best buddies, enjoying some really good food together at Tiffin. I think that kind of experiences can't be replicated. You know, it can be shared and it can be broadcasted to the rest of the world through your devices, all that. But that experience where you're experiencing personally, that, you know, that can't be replicated. And I think that that's something that, you know, it's important. And I think that's why experiential marketing is so popular with a lot of brands today, because they realize that, you know, they realize that, you know, they might have gone to the extreme by just going full digital, full social media and all that, tracking everything just basically based on numbers and data and stuff like that. But sometimes, you know, there still needs to be a real art to it. And I think the experience is what people are after nowadays. Yeah.
Tiff, you know, why channel more of your marketing dollars into experiential marketing?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, you know, it's very difficult to show a brand personality without being able to tell the story physically. So all these activities allow people to interact in with a brand in a very tangible form, whether it's roller skating, attending a band, or hanging out with their best mates, having experiential food at a modern food court. So that's, for us, works, because brands can say anything they want today. But the target audience today are very, very discerning. We really need to walk the talk. And through these activities, I think we've really truly managed to showcase our personality to be fun, to be very current, progressive. And most importantly, we are truly supportive of local talent, the unlimited potential of everyone. So we're always looking for new avenues to do that. And we will continue doing that in time to come.
So I was reading an article, and I think this is in Forbes, and it said something like experiential marketing can bolster a lasting connection between a customer and the brand. And, you know, Tiff, you've been talking about how Urbanscapes has helped U-Mobile show its personality. So, you know, how else has working with the festival helped the customer perceive U-Mobile's brand better?
Well, I think apart from the experiences, a lot of times when they go to these venues, of course, they're using our data to capture the moments and uploading it, right? So they can experience the might of our connectivity. But I think it's more about us also connecting them to individuals whom we feel have great potential in this country. So again, we never choose like the top chef to feature or partner with in these, whether it's food court or whether it's Urbanscapes. We are always working with people who are up and coming or aspiring to be something, because we are that kind of brand, you know. We know what it's like to be the underdog, and we are working very hard to make our mark, and we've come a long way, and we want to connect people who are interested in that path with the right target audience so that they can propel forward, like as we hope to in time to come.
Yeah, I think, I mean, as far as what we set out to do, two things. Obviously, we're looking to develop an overall true KL festival experience to whoever who comes in touch or attends any of the activities and the entire festival itself. I think that's really real. Working with partners like U-Mobile helps us achieve that. But at the same time, we also feel that working with partners, should, like what you mentioned earlier, shouldn't be a one-way street. I think it also, we want it to be a sort of opportunity for the partners that we work with and to help them get their stories out there, to get their personality out there, to help them achieve also their brand goals. And I think then that allows us to have a long-term relationship with our partners, because it shouldn't be a one-way street. Being able to work with partners to help us develop interesting content that the festival goers will enjoy and truly, really, truly remember forever. And then at the same time, helping brands get their message across that is relevant, that is actually accessible to the audience that comes, that's important. I think that having both of them is really what we strive to do.
Could I just add one point? I think what Adrian said was is very accurate and true. Content is key today. And I think a lot of brands try to create content. But I think the average consumer today can see through it to be not genuine. So I think U-Mobile, we really pride ourselves, you know, when we take part in these events, that the content is very genuine, because we are featuring people, real people who have their personal struggles, but are making their mark in their own way. And we want to support that journey in the best way possible.
All right. Just two more before we go. First to you, Tiff, you know, tips on choosing the type of community events that work for a particular brand. Now, what are the kind of things you need to think about when making that decision? From a brand's perspective, how do you choose the right event partner for experiential marketing?
I always start with this question, what is the purpose? You have to be very clear what your purpose is. Is it to convert? Is it just to promote? Or is it to build credibility? So I will always start with that. Then secondly, who is it for, really? People go like, oh, just young people. But within that group, there's many different breakdowns that we can look at. Like for me, I'm very clear, the events that we partner with has to be gender agnostic, for example, and has to have fairly broad appeal, because we are a mainstream brand, right? Then thirdly, the kind of activities that you choose I would recommend that it be anchored on an interest, for example. If not, your brand would just look like it's participating in just a broad category of activities that there is. It doesn't look like it's there's a sound strategy that's tied to it. So if there's a particular interest that fits into the brand personality, pick that. For us, it will and has always been about music, food, sports culture. And it will stick for years to come.
And Adrian, you know, what kind of values do you have to look for in brand partnerships when deciding on picking the kind of brand partner to bring in?
I think it's very critical that a partner gets it. I think that's important. I know, you know, we've worked with many different partners in the past. You know, a lot. Sometimes it's for certain partners, it's just about checking off a box. Right? This is a marketing plan for the year. This is we need to do some events. We need to do some things. We need to do some online marketing. We need to do some out of home marketing and so on. And that's pretty much what they are as far as their approach is. I think that can be challenging because then it's always not really about developing a relationship with a partner. It's really about just, okay, let's just do the sale. Mm. And I'm very open and honest about that. I think working with partners like U-Mobile and some other partners like BMW and all that with Urbanscapes is very different. I think we both have a shared values. We have the same idea. We have the same goal. So it really feels like a relationship. And that makes a big, big difference, you know, because then you're thinking long term. You're thinking, what do we do this year? What do we do next year? How do we take this narrative and how do we grow it? As opposed to just, oh, let's just do something this year and then we'll figure out things next year and see whether we will do it again. So I think that's key because it, you know, putting a project of this together is not a 2-day event. It's a relationship you work on for 6 months, 9 months, and it can be very, very painful. The partners are not on the same page.
Yeah,
as you
I have
are.
A lot of white hair from the experience.
You know, so she might have a lot of white hair, but at least it's enjoyable through the process. But that's important. Jokes aside, I think that's very, very key because if not, then you'd be tied with someone or brand or partner for 9 months where both of you see things very differently. And it's just really, really an uphill battle just to convince each other why they're doing this in the first place.
All right.
Could I just add one point? I think what he says is very true. I again, maybe a lot of brands, they just tick the boxes. Okay, we need to do something experiential thick. But for us, every scenario is different. So it's not always an experience. It could be something digital, but we are always evolving with what's happening in the market. So one of the things that we do collaboratively is always that if we see something exciting happening in a different market, we will share the use case and we explore how we can replicate it here and localize it, for example. We've been to conferences together to see how we can enhance what we're doing here to the next level. So what we want people to know is that while they, when they come to these events, it's not just like, oh, we planned it like yesterday. A lot of thought and effort has been put into it, and we have made a lot of effort to understand what they like to make sure that those things can come to life.
Yeah. I think it's important. I think, you know, for example, a lot of times with things that we do, in case in point what Tiff pointed out about working collaboratively together, I think that's a lot of times people think that a sponsor comes in, they just want to make sure the color is right. It's the right brand colors. They like to make sure that it's the right activity or whatever. I think, you know, our relationship, and it goes beyond Urbanscape. I mean, it goes beyond just U-Mobile. In the case of Urbanscape, with BMW, with Nippon, all these other partners, we work from the standpoint, very, very clear from the start, is that does this content work for you? You know, let's work on it together in terms of the content we present. Of course, we know we also have a say in terms of what kind of content it is, but the main barometer is the content has to be relevant and it has to be exciting and it has to be something that the festival goer wants. You know, and then when that that happens, that magic happens collaboratively, everyone wins. The festival goer gets to enjoy something. The brand gets the story told. We get an opportunity to put a festival together year in, year out. And I think that's really how a real true partnership starts, right? And how we go about approaching our experiential marketing plans. Yeah.
And speaking of content, we are now midway through Urbanscape's 2019. Still plenty of content to be enjoyed until the end that's happening on...
The 24th?
The 24th, correct. Yeah. And what can we expect towards the tail end of the festival this year?
Oh, the most exciting part. We have the Unlimited Grooves Festival starting tomorrow with a lot of interesting Taiwanese acts. So we're basically... That's the other thing we're doing quite interestingly with U-Mobile this year. We're expanding the pool of content that we're working with. You know, last year Unlimited Grooves Festival was a 1-day event. This year we're actually spreading it over 3 days with different genres and different languages for different audiences. So tomorrow we're going to have Taiwanese acts performing. Then on Sunday, which is the closing party of the festival, Urbanscapes, we're going to be in collaboration with Unlimited Grooves Festival. We're going to end the entire festival together. And we have acts like Last Animals, Drums, basically a lot of interesting acts coming through. But more importantly, I'm really proud of the team and also working with the brand to actually develop a holistic experience, because it goes beyond just the music acts on stage. We're actually going to have that, you know, I think Tiff mentioned earlier about how there will be actually a roller skating ring. But beyond that, we'll have food, we have music, we have different activities, art installations. So those are some of the interesting things I'm looking forward to. On Saturday, the night before, there's BMW is going to have the Shorties Awards night. So there's lots of great things happening, yeah.
We've been hearing a lot about that rink, you know. Have you given it a whirl yet, Tiff?
I have many talents. Roller skating is not one of them, I must say. But yeah, I've looked from afar and it looks mighty fine. I think my team is having a great time.
All right, and for more information on Urbanscapes, you know, for our listeners out there who want to catch the tail end of it, you know, where can they go? Where can they find tickets? How can they get more information?
Everything's on urbanscapes.com.my. Just hit there and you have the itinerary, the entire festival guides there, ticketing, everything pretty much, yeah.
All right, Tiff, Adrian, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Head of Corporate Branding and Communications of U-Mobile, Tiffany Chu, and founder of Freeform, Adrian Yap. Now, if you miss any part of this show, the podcast will be available on our website, bfm.my, on the BFM app, and on all other platforms where you can consume podcasts. Till next week, this is Audrey Raj signing off on Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Having trouble getting invoices paid on time? Mark Laudy of Riabu is here to help.
When you speak to some of your long-term customers about their overdue invoices, you might find that their understanding of your payment terms are different from yours. You might expect to be paid within 30 days, but your customer thinks your terms are 60 days or even longer. No matter how much you write on your invoice due in 30 days, if the customer hasn't agreed to this, then it doesn't make any difference. They've paid you late all these years, and they don't see why that should change. So get your most senior commercial person to sit down with the customer, discuss your payment terms, come to an agreement on what they should be, and sign off on them in writing, especially your large and valuable accounts.
For more info, visit riabu.com.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.